In our sixth episode of Heeson's Yacht Talk specials, we travel to the beautiful city of Bath to meet with Pascal Raymond, a leading light in the world of yacht design and co-founder of British studio Raymond Langton Design. Host Charlotte Cann catches up with Raymond to learn more about the interior design of Heeson's project Aura, and Perry Van Heertum, manager of interior design at Heeson, drops in for a virtual chat. Tailored for speculation. Following 12 years with renowned designer Donald Starkey, Pascal Raymond founded Raymond Langton Design with business partner and husband Andrew Langton in 2001. Director Jason Macquarie joined the team a year later. "It's very hard when you first set up a business," says Raymond. "Even the people who know you don't necessarily give you work straight away. You have to prove yourself all over again. So that was a challenge, but we got there." Raymond Langton first collaborated with Heeson on the interior design of Anne G, Heeson's 50-meter custom displacement yacht delivered in 2015. The success of Anne G led to the studio working on Project Galvas, in parallel to designing interiors for some of Heeson's speculation builds. "We don't take on many design projects that are speculation builds because our yacht designs are typically highly bespoke and tailored to the individual," explains Raymond. "But it was a very interesting process to go through, as it pushes you to design in a different way. Designing on a budget without a client requires you to write your own brief, which makes you think a bit more about how a yacht functions." Project Aura. Project Aura is the third hull in Heeson's 50-meter steel class, designed to deliver the largest possible interior volume while remaining below the 500 GT threshold. Raymond Langton were given carte blanche to do whatever they wanted for the speculation interior, provided it was elegant and marketable. "Having the opportunity to design your dream boat doesn't happen very often," says Raymond. "So for Aura, we wanted to create a design that was contemporary but relaxing, soft and Scandinavian in style, something I'd not done before. It's about using natural materials that feel calming and balanced with enough detail to infuse quality and avoid a minimalist interior. The selection of textured materials include elegant Tanganyika wood in soft taupe. It has a nice pattern to the wood, but it's not overly busy," explains Raymond. "The wood serves as a great background to artwork as it's not too rich. Blonde walnut, stitching details and flashes of color in the soft furnishings and artworks bring life and a sense of personality to the overall design." Managing design. Working closely with the Raymond Langton design team, Heeson's Perry Van Heertum project managed Aura's build, helping to finalize all the creative drawings ready to hand over to Heeson's engineering department. Sourcing the specific color and quality of materials requested by the designers proved to be one of the main challenges of the build, but the lack of client feedback was another area of difficulty. "Normally you have feedback from a client who gives their preferences regarding a design, and that helps to make decisions along the way," explains Van Heertum. "On a speculation build, the design needs to be ready when it comes to market, so you have to think a few years ahead of the build and estimate what the future design trends and preferences will be." Aside from the use of delicate materials, a key highlight of Aura's interior is the main staircase in the main lobby. "It's a very spacious area and one of the first impressions that a client will have of the boat. It has a real wow effect," says Van Heertum. Following Project Aura's launch at the end of October 2021, sea trials are scheduled to take place in February 2022, with completion and delivery set for April. Trends of today. Since the pandemic, owners are looking to spend an increasing amount of time on board their yachts. All of our yachts that were delivered in the past 4 years have been used by their owners in the last year for confinement, affirms Raymond. Even those whose yachts remained in harbor chose to leave their homes and move on board. "Yachts are considered a safer environment. You control who comes aboard. All the crew have to quarantine, and it's a strict process. The upshot for owners is that they can have all of their family with them." "Spending long periods aboard a yacht does require the right space," she adds. "A business center with offices is important, as are larger wardrobes. The requirements have changed. Owners are using their yachts differently, and their wish lists are not the same as they were 2 years ago." As one of the few female yacht designers in the industry, Raymond is conscious of the need for influential women who can be role models to the next generation of designers. As a company, Raymond Langton Design employs an international female workforce, with 11 of its 15 designers being women. I do my best as a yacht designer, not because I'm a woman, but because I want to be a good designer. That's the most important thing, she says. But at the same time, I do recognize that it's difficult for women to get into the yachting industry and become key players, which is why I'm always there to encourage women, young and old, to believe in themselves and not to be scared. She advises women looking to break into the world of yacht design to focus on the craftsmanship and not worry too much about gender. If you're good, you'll filter through, she says. Pressing question. In the previous episode of Yacht Talk Specials, Andrew Bond of Fraser Yachts asked the following question. If you were to design a yacht for yourself, what size would it be and why? Raymond responded with the following. I do have a yacht. It's only 5.5 meters, but it has an antique interior, which gives you an idea of what I like. I want to be close to the water, so I don't want anything big, around 35 meters. And I think I'd like a mini Savannah. The interior would be contemporary, with a touch of Asian inspiration. The next installment of Yacht Talk Specials will be at British studio Winch Design, and we'll see Charlotte Cann in conversation with designer Andrew Winch. When invited to ask Winch one pressing question, Raymond responded, "What will be the one future trend that will influence yacht design the most?" Tune in to find out what he has to say.